Darwin resident Francis Johnson died 11 years ago, but his old friend Vernus Olson still treasures his work.
Well, of course, we all miss him, but we can't keep him forever. But we're sure glad we got the twine ball and all his memories, you know, that's for sure.
Vernus sits in the shade of a little park just off Main Street in Darwin. She and about a dozen friends and neighbors are here to muse about a huge 50-year-old twine ball looming just a few feet away, encased in a glassed-in gazebo. 11 feet high, 8.7 tons, 40 feet in circumference, from 1979 until just a few years after Johnson's death in 1989, the twine ball was listed in the Guinness Book of World Records. It has since been surpassed by another record holder, but Darwin residents are quick to point out theirs is still the largest ball of twine rolled by one person. Roger Warner is chairman of the Darwin Community Club. He describes twine ball maker Johnson's art of simply yet fastidiously rolling hemp twine.
It's just a string that's been tied, and he tied each piece together so it's all one continuous string as he wrapped it. And then when he got it so big and it started to get oblong, then he would take railroad jacks and jack it over and turn it so that he could again wind it. So as you can see, it's as near perfect around as you can get.
Francis Johnson's obsession was coveted by others. Johnson's nephew, Harlan, says there was a minor battle over the ball about 10 years ago when a representative from Ripley's Believe It or Not tried to wrestle the ball away from the city of Darwin.
Yeah, obviously Darwin didn't let them have the twine balls, so they had to go home without it. Well, we went back to our house that night and tried to make him feel better, and they did end up with the 1,700 nail aprons.
Oh, yes. The nail aprons. Harlan Johnson explains his uncle's obsessions didn't end with the twine ball. Nail aprons are the little waist aprons worn by carpenters. Johnson was a prolific collector of odd things like nail aprons and hundreds of hammers and thousands of wooden pencils. Harlan Johnson says his uncle was kind of a rascal, a big kid, but very firm in his beliefs. His work was the most important thing in his life, and his twine ball was the biggest thing in his life, putting Darwin on the map and bringing him some celebrity. In 1958, Francis Johnson appeared on the national quiz show I've Got a Secret with a long piece of twine trailing from his pocket. But it was Weird Al Yankovic who clinched Darwin's fate as a tourist destination, says longtime resident Henry Quinn.
Weird Al Yankovic was up here. He's really the one that gives a lot of advertising on that. He starts out all his, meetings? With twine ball song.
Twine ball creator Francis Johnson was the son of U.S. Senator Magnus Johnson. He worked for the Minnesota Department of Agriculture and later as a carpenter. He never married. Harlan Johnson says his uncle died at 85 years old from cancer and emphysema.
This emphysema, he did not smoke, so it wasn't caused by that, but it was caused by 29 years of handling twine, and the hemp fibers, the very fine fibers were in his lungs. That is probably what killed him.
Up until his last days in a nursing home, Francis Johnson was very concerned about what would become of his hemp twine masterpiece. He would surely be pleased to know his legacy has become the centerpiece of a town and the pride of its residents. I'm Marisa Helms, Minnesota Public Radio, Collegeville.